Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's talk about the importance of internships and on-the-job training. You know, I've always thought that that kind of experience is invaluable as you try to decide what you want to do with your life. If you've chosen the path that is right for you to get experiences, it might surprise you that there may be something completely different within that same company, within that same business that you seem more suited for. I think about my own experience. I started out at WTTW. That was an internship. I was in Quincy, Illinois at WGEM-TV. I did an internship there. I was at Racine Journal Times in Racine, Wisconsin, where I wrote for the local paper there. I'm sure, Jordan, I'm sure you, did you have an internship?
I did have an internship. And my internships were in person. One of them was here.
Ah, how about that? They liked you so much here that they said, you know what, we got to bring that guy here.
Well, I don't know. It could have been because of the recession. They're like, I guess we got to have somebody here. But no, back in 2007 in the summer, I did my summer internship in the sports department here.
How about that?
Yeah.
And now look at you. How about that?
Yeah.
Mayor, did you work here? Because you've been here for a long time. Did you?
I never had an internship here, no.
Were internships not that big of a deal back then?
No. You know, I went to the University of Illinois, and back then, broadcast journalism was a very small, small degree to get. I mean, there are only 15 of us in the actual graduating class.
Yeah.
I believe 15 or 20. And so it was very small, so there wasn't a lot of help back then to help. You know, I worked at their PBS station, which was WILL. I worked at the radio station there, WPGU. But I had to do everything on my own pretty much. Didn't have much help back then.
Yeah, it just you had to find your own path. And now I think in recent years that's become, you know, it's become such a crucial kind of resource.
Yeah. You have to have one now.
You almost do, right? And, and it helped me make up my mind.
Yeah, all my kids had them, I know.
Yeah. Dr. Nancy Ryan is with Career Vision. She holds a PhD in psychology, and she's a licensed professional counselor. This is what she does. She helps people assess their career aptitudes, what they're the right fit for, and she consults and helps people make the right decisions. And I know, Nancy, you just heard us talk about it. So many times that involves that on-the-job, real-world experience.
That's right. And one of the aspects that we can talk about is job shadowing, actually, which provides a great chance to get a realistic snapshot of a career pathway. And we can also talk about that in light of COVID, which has kind of turned it on its ear a little bit, makes it a little bit more difficult. But there's creative ways to still get great information about the workplace and industries and specific career titles.
All right, what's job shadowing? How's that different than like an internship and the on-the-job training? Is it about the same or is it different?
Well, it's different. It's part of, I would say, an array of tools that can be used to get a, like you say, a real in-depth, real-world snapshot of a pathway, industry, or environment before making long-term schooling or training commitments. So it's low-key, low-stakes, more or less kind of a fly-on-the-wall experience that can last anywhere from a half day to a full day, engaging with a professional in an industry of interest. And essentially shadowing them, maybe a little Q&A time at the end of the day, a great chance for mentoring. And it happens among students, you know, high school students, college students, and adults who are considering a transition into a different industry or maybe a different role like you talked about for the current organization.
You know, that was the thing for me because I had so many people tell me, hey, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be in broadcasting. It's been a gift, and I've loved every minute. But at the time, you know, they told me about the work schedules and the fact that this is what it's really like. It's not what it looks like. You know, to be on TV is like it looks so glamorous, but this is real work, and it's hard work, and it can be tremendously rewarding. But there are a lot of people who sort of scared me in the beginning. When I was on the job, I started seeing or, you know, shadowing others. I started to get a sense for, okay, you know what? This is what it's like now. I get it from a real term perspective. I just wonder now, as people also older adults even, I mean, I think of students and young people as one in one sort of category. And then you think of adults or career changers of any age in this environment where you're looking at the business you're in that might not be as favorable now as it was then. Can you do a job shadow at an older age?
Oh, certainly. In fact, they're very commonly done as a way of sort of on-ramping or onboarding a person into an organization to, you know, be able to shadow somebody who's doing the same role that they're being trained for. It's also called organizational socialization. There's kind of a fancy word for that. But the win-win of it is that the shadowee benefits because they're able to see how the job's done, the environment it's done in. Sort of, there's something called tacit knowledge where you can observe, you know, behaviors and ways of engaging with clients that aren't made explicit except for just to see them happen. And it also benefits the person that's being shadowed because it gives them a chance to develop mentoring, coaching, and training skills. So there's a win-win there.
Okay, so say I'm the shadowee, like mm-hmm. you said, and how does that work? I go on my computer to see what they do, kind of literally follow through the entire day, or give us an idea, because it's hard for me to imagine in this world what that looks like.
Sure. Well, I'd definitely just say, first off, let's adjust with COVID that, you know, that does make it certainly more difficult to arrange for that sort of a way to gain information about the world of work, so by physically shadowing somebody. And until it can be done safely, you know, high schools, colleges, and adults may defer to the well-known cousin of job shadowing, which is just conducting an informational interview, and that could easily be done over the phone or email. I want to just take a moment to say that the organization that I work for, Career Vision, has a host of wonderful resources on both fronts with regard to job shadowing and informational interviewing, and a lot of basic career literacy practices to learn about the world of work, to get familiar with work options, what the landscape of the world of work looks like, and more critically, to understand oneself really well. That's what we specialize in at Career Vision, which is the assessment of an array of unique aptitudes that we all have and sometimes we're not aware of. But if they can be made plain, be understood, and we tie those aptitudes to inspiring career pathways to explore by also honoring interests and values. And it's a great, great program for youth. It's a great program for high school, college students, and adults. And I also want to quickly say that we're currently offering a contest. It can be found at WGNradio.com/contests for a free career aptitude test program for a 16 to 20-year-old from Career Vision. And so, again, if you go on WGNradio.com and go to the contest page, you'll find that. But I will say, just back briefly, if you don't mind, to job shadowing in light of COVID, there's some creative initiatives that are beginning to emerge with regard to remote and virtual job shadowing. CareerOneStop.org from the Department of Labor, I'll say that again, CareerOneStop.org has over 800 videos that provide a great overview of tasks, environments, and skills needed for a job. iSeek.org is another one, iSeek.org out of Minnesota State CareerWise is fantastic. I mean, these are playgrounds for especially high school and college students, but, you know, you're speaking about adults, too. They're just great resources.
You know, I've talked to you folks at Career Vision during COVID, I mean, for several months now, and I learned a lot because you were talking about aptitudes. Typically what happens, it seems, that and the importance of figuring those out, because it's typically what happens sometimes is, you know, kids will pick or young people will pick a career they think is exciting or interesting or, wow, they just saw, or someone they know has and they think it's cool, or else the parents sort of push kids, you know, hey, this, you might be good for this. But when you drill down on the aptitudes, and this is a pretty it's an in-depth process, and it's easy, easy to do, you can figure out truly what you might be a good fit for.
Sure, sort of hardwired natural potential, because we're all differently inclined that way. Some of us are more creative, other people more analytical and logical, yet others more numerical and detail-oriented. So it's always wonderful to be able to see what your unique array of natural talents and strengths are. It's like coming back home, but then to have your values and interests acknowledged in the whole process and have it be connected to inspiring career pathways. That's the fun eye-opener, and it's such a delight to work with families around that, and with adults, too, who may have never always felt like they were always making choices by chance more than choice.
Dr. Nancy, do you have just a minute or two? Because we have to pause here, but I want to make sure we get those resources out there, and I still want to ask you also about the aptitude process. It's 2:18 on WGN. Back with Dr. Nancy Ryan in a moment.
WGN. Parents, what's your student doing after high school? Most of us would agree that education after high school is essential. But how do you help your student explore and decide on the education they need for their career choice? Remember, college is not a career choice. Don't worry, there is help. The answer is Career Vision. Career Vision is a 30-year-old career consulting organization that works with students and their parents to discover their very best career choices. Using their aptitude assessment program, Career Vision uncovers individuals' natural, innate talents and can direct them to the careers that will use their strengths and be satisfying. Your student will be guided personally by a professional career consultant to receive objective information about themselves and the type of careers that fit them. We want our children to become happy adults. Career Vision has a proven system that takes the guesswork out of the next steps. Check them out at careervision.org. careervision.org. Attention business and building owners. Who doesn't like a 100% tax write-off? Now is the time to make your business and building fire safe by installing fire sprinklers. The recent CARES Act allows commercial businesses and building owners to receive a 100% tax write-off to install fire sprinkler systems in your building. That's right, a 100% tax write-off. Go to sprinklerfitterchicago.org to learn more and to schedule a free estimate for your business and building. Fire sprinklers often contain fires before firefighters arrive, protect property, and most importantly, save lives. Go to sprinklerfitterchicago.org now. Go to sprinklerfitterchicago.org and have the most highly skilled and trained professionals in the business install or retrofit your business and building now. Go to sprinklerfitterchicago.org today. Sprinkler Fitters Local Union 281, saving lives and protecting property for over 100 years.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 10 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy Saturday at 10 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Keep your Remember When's coming. I got a couple here, good ones. 630, remember when we were all shaking hands? Seems like so long ago, doesn't it? I just, elbow bumps, I don't know. It's not doing it for me yet. I haven't done that. But also 217, remember when we were hugging? Yeah, not all that long ago, but seems like forever ago. Keep them coming. 312-981-7200. We'll pick that up. The Remember When's coming up here this Friday afternoon on WGN. It's 222, talking to Dr. Nancy Ryan. She's with Career Vision. And the subject, what we want to talk about here, was job shadowing. It's much easier to do than internships and things like that, which are official programs, of course. This is a way to actually get a realistic view of what it's like to do that job and ask questions. I mean, you can even ask dumb questions when you're just job shadowing, right? You don't have to sound smart.
Right. That's right. And, you know, I want to say, too, that so many organizations are doing a great job on this front as it is. Organizations, colleges, schools, the city of Chicago has a job shadow day program that's really well established, and there's also the National Groundhog Job Shadow Day. If anyone were to look up some of those resources online, they would find great information. We also have a very good article called Look Before You Leap. Job shadowing offers a realistic preview of careers that really breaks down like the nuts and bolts tactics of you know, who job shadows, what happens during the course of a job shadow, how do I find someone, and it breaks it down for high school students, college students. And again, those schools are wonderful resources that way. Professional associations and networks are. And there's also some tips about how to make the experience a successful one, like researching the company and industry ahead of time, preparing a clear list of questions, you know, be prepared, and you dress for success, arriving early, following up with a thank you note, some basics like that.
Yeah, I think it first and foremost, it just makes you, when you walk in the door and you spend the day with someone or several hours, whatever the case may be, or mm-hmm. Do it virtually if that's what you're comfortable with, you get a sense for whether or not you can see yourself in that job. And that's a feeling you'll never get from a textbook. I think of this daughter of a family friend whose teachers recommended her to be a lawyer. She was off the charts. Her family was in trades. She didn't really know anybody was a lawyer ever. There wasn't one in her family. And she thought, yeah, that's for me. She spent a week in a law firm and cried and said, get me out of here. Did not really like that kind of work.
Sure. And, you know, exactly. And it's not really until you see it firsthand that you can get that sort of visceral response. I mean, it's way different than reading about a career on, say, the Occupational Outlook Handbook, which I highly advise, by the way, is a great resource to look at duties, pay, training. Like if a person wanted to become like a nurse anesthetist or something like that, or a computer systems analyst, they could go to Occupational Outlook Handbook and find out duties, pay, training, and projected job outlook for the next decade or so. Is the career growing? Is it in decline? But it's not really until you get into firsthand the environment and the milieu and start to meet the people that, you know, all sorts of magical things that happen, I think. You know, the whole notion of modeling is a source of efficacy information or confidence information. Like if you see somebody doing something, then you can kind of see yourself in their shoes or not. It can be a great, like, warning sign, like, oh, I don't know if I want to continue down that pathway or invest further. And in fact, just a quick aside, the Junior Achievement reports that 90% of students who participate in job shadow programs turn around and report a better understanding of the array of career options available within the area that they were looking at. And the hosts themselves say that it better helped, like 76% of them say it helped them hone leadership skills. And many report an improved perception of their own job because if somebody's interested in what we do, sometimes we feel we can appreciate what we do a little bit more.
It makes a lot of sense. Dr. Nancy Ryan, careervision.org is where you can find. There are a lot of resources there. You can check out the site and find more about this. Thanks for your time, Dr. Nancy.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
A couple of the sites that she mentioned there, just quickly here for you, wgnradio.com/contests. If you have a student in the family, the Career Readiness Program, you can win a chance to go through that program. And she talks about aptitudes. That's what that's about. CareerOneStop.org, another resource that she mentioned. CareerOneStop.org.